from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amari Cooper at the Greenbrier. We had wondered in the lead up to training camp over the last month or so, would Amari Cooper even report on day one of camp? Not only did he report, he was there, and then you could hear him. He's a creature of habit. He would have it no other way, which leads me to wonder, what kind of negotiation was this between right. Amari Cooper and the Cleveland Browns?
What did you make of the grass isn't always greener on the other side? Because I thought when that coming from a guy who has played with multiple other organizations, I mean, we always think of him with his career in Dallas, and I think we kind of forget that he was actually drafted and played for Oakland for a while before he went to Dallas. Like, he's been in the league for a long time. I thought that did tell me he's had a really good experience here in Cleveland. It made me feel like, okay, maybe this guy isn't actually just saying the right things.
I heard the exact same thing you did. I think that is music to the ears of the Cleveland Browns, and it should absolutely be something as Browns fans you love hearing, because for so many years, Danny, I would hear free agent after free agent come in here on 3-13 teams to try to save the day, but we knew the Browns were throwing the most amount of money at some of these guys, which is never the way to spend in free agency in reality, especially on veterans.
Wait, you're saying Dwayne Bowe wasn't here?
Kenny Britt, Dwayne Bowe, like it was a cavalcade of guys like that.
How far has the wide receiver room come from those guys to now? And I understand the Browns don't have the best in football, but man, it has come a long way from the days of Dwayne Bowe in Cleveland.
But that's what I mean. You hear that stuff that Amari Cooper, first of all, could he endear himself to Clevelanders any more than A, he already has, but B, him basically telling you, I want to be here, I actually love it here, and you believe him. It's not lip service.
Yeah, this does not sound like a guy that is only saying the right things because he doesn't want to talk about this. This sounds like an adult telling the truth. That's exactly what this sounds like. And, you know, maybe there is a way for him to be back next year. If he's not back in Cleveland next year, I don't think it's because he doesn't want to be in Cleveland next year.
Well, I want to ask you about that in a second here, because over the last few days, me and many others were like, well, he's playing his last year here with the Cleveland Browns. He definitely tried his best to make people like me think a very different way based on what he said. So the whole thing, when it came to a negotiation with the Browns, his big leverage point, his big bargaining chip this entire time, and what we had talked about was, well, he'd have to hold out. That would be any leverage that Amari Cooper would have in a negotiation with the Browns. He had this to say about a holdout.
To be honest, holding out was never in the cards. I don't have any experience doing it, so like I'm kind of a routine kind of guy, and I'm the type of guy I need those reps. You know, I always knew I was going to be here at training camp for sure.
So then you wonder, when it comes to calling the bluff, if Amari Cooper is telling us, yeah, I was never going to hold out, did the Browns ever really think Amari Cooper was going to hold out? Now, I will say,
I don't know. That is a legitimate question I don't have the answer to.
Well, the Browns did. I'll tell you what. The Browns did give him something. People are wondering, well, what did he get out of this? All right, the raise, right? The $5 million raise and the money up front. Okay, that's good. Anytime you can make an extra $5 million, although there are incentives, so he has to reach certain numbers. We don't have the specifics on that. Not sure how difficult it is going to be, whether they drove a hard bargain on some of those numbers. But in reality, what did he get out of this? He basically said it yesterday. If I go down with an injury in camp, I don't get the money.
Yeah.
To be honest, Hole or Not was never in the cards. I don't have any experience doing it. So, like, I'm kind of a routine kind of guy. And I'm the type of guy, I need those reps. You know, I always knew I was going to be here at training camp for sure.
And he goes on to say that if he, you know, trips over something, goes down with an injury, the way these contracts are set, you're screwed. You're screwed in today's NFL.
Yeah, and it's something that if they're going to have 18-game schedules coming up here shortly, and I know Albert Breer said on Afternoon Drive yesterday that he expects that by 2029, this is something that I think the players should be fighting for, that these types of injury protections and contracts, and I understand that they're possible to get now, but they're not widespread across the league. Like, it is, there's nothing that prevents guys from getting guaranteed contracts the way Deshaun Watson has one. They're just not widespread because the owners haven't given in. I think a big part of that's because the players' union has been so weak when it comes to these things. But I totally get where he's coming from. If I'm Amari Cooper, I believe he's 30 years old, you're not going to have a ton more opportunities to get paid. You don't want to waste this one in particular. I know that it sounds like he wanted an extension, and it does sound like he wants to be in Cleveland, but you also have to think about this year in the present. I do think that's a lot of what this was about.
Yeah, one more note on why he did hold out a minicamp.
I signed a 5-year deal with the Cowboys. Only 2 years was guaranteed. This is the last year of that deal, but it isn't guaranteed until the week of the first game. And so I was really trying to mitigate the time in which I'd have to be out here practicing and risking injury. You know what I mean? So it was more so about the guarantees, because you never want to get injured without any guarantees. And in the language of the contract, I could get cut. So it was more so about that.
So he explains the logic in all of it right there.
Yeah, and it's hard to push back on that. Like, that's a really good point that he makes. That does not sound to me like a guy that's unhappy. It does not sound to me like a typical holdout does. Like, you see what's going on in San Francisco right now, where I don't believe Trent Williams showed up, where he's actually holding out. Brandon Ayuk is holding in, where he's at the facility.
He's
not practicing. He showed up, so he's not getting fined, but he's not actually doing anything. This sounds so much different than those.
So here's the next problem for somebody like Amari Cooper. Whenever you give a press conference like that, the teams will, and we've seen a track record of this in sports, the teams hold it against you. And what do I mean by that? Mm-hmm. Well, the team knows, he just said he's not really going to hold out. He needs these reps. So that is point Cleveland Browns,
when they're
right, in a negotiation going forward.
When they're negotiating with him, if they do have interest in bringing him back after this year, they're going to play these clips. They might play this segment for him when they sit down with him. That's exactly what they could do. And I get it. Like, it is a business from that aspect of it. And Amari Cooper didn't do himself any favors with getting a long-term, very lucrative contract from the Browns in the future. But I do think that he told the truth, and I respect that.
Well, he said also not about the money. All right.
Yeah.
And in this case, you actually believe him. That's team Amari Cooper.
And
that he really likes it here.
That's another thing the Browns can say. You like it here, and you said it's not about the money. Let's make a deal.
And so I wonder, because obviously we know, we have a very famous example in this town of a player taking a home team discount in the biggest way possible, much to the chagrin of his agency and much to the chagrin of a players union in his sport, in Jose Ramirez. Mm-hmm. They were not happy that Jose Ramirez left like $100 million.
If not more.
On the I've actually never heard of that. Maybe our fans can come up with other examples. I've never heard of anything that excessive from a player.
It's hard to judge because you don't know the exact number he would have gotten. Like, if we had an exact figure and we knew. So if he didn't sign that extension, I believe he was going to be traded to the Padres, right? Like, that was the deal that the Guardians had on the table, and the Padres probably would have extended him. We don't know what that contract would have looked like. I would love to know exactly what that figure is so we know how much of a pay cut he took, but it's hard for me in any sport. And I guess the other sports are a little bit different because contracts can be kind of structured differently. But I don't know of any pay cut that an athlete has taken, a steeper hometown discount that I can think of.
Well, so it brings us to a larger question. Like, is Amari Cooper, does he now have a shot? Have you changed your mind? Do you think Amari Cooper has a shot to be wide receiver number one for the Cleveland Browns in 2025, a year from now? Are we going to be talking about this again, and will he have some sort of a new deal? 216-474-0092. And the big news of the day yesterday in West Virginia, Kevin Stefanski holding those play calls, that play sheet, with a death grip. How do you feel about Kevin Stefanski as the play caller for the Cleveland Browns? We have some sound from somebody who thinks not only is it a great idea, Kevin Stefanski is one of the better play callers in all the NFL.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.